Hi, it's Beth. I'm still 65, still talking. This is episode 67, February 12th, 2020. I don't even know where this came from, but I woke up in the middle of the night and I was just so upset because I don't know how many times I've seen Hamlet. And I don't know why I even stayed after the stuff he did to Ophelia. Like, I mean, I was raised on all these classics. I should have been like, yeah, to be or not to be. Let me help you with that, Hamlet. Look what you just did to that girl, and she's 15. What is the matter? So I just started thinking about all the classics, all the stuff I've been through when I was in high school. Very, you know, formative years. These stories all are horrible. Just horrible. Now, Ophelia's the worst, and you know, women got the Ophelia project going, and I understand that. And it's, but I sat in the theater. I mean, I let that be okay for years. I mean, he's such a jerk. Oh, it's all about him. Everything. I mean, yeah, his mother, Gertrude, okay, she did what she did. And now he's got like an uncle who's an uncle father, slap, 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 Chinatown. I get it. But what he did to Ophelia. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me hit somebody twice and then I'll get over it. He didn't love her. I mean, he was so upset about his mother. He needed therapy. Real therapy. I mean, he was talking about sex like it was a pigsty. I don't think that's what he said to Ophelia the week before. You could see it in her eyes. She was like, what the hell? And then it was like, go away. Seriously, go away. And he was from an upper class. And go away is go away. So thanks a lot, Hamlet. Thanks a lot. Then there, I mean, I was raised on these stories, okay? So then I'm into Scarlet, the Scarlet Letter. Hester Prynne. What is going on? She's married to this guy named Dimmesdale, right? He comes back. Now, he's upsetting, and I hated him when I read it initially. Hated him. But really, I think actually Reverend, okay, Roger Chillingworth was the husband. I'm so confused. All right, he's chilling and, you know, good name, okay? And the other guy, the guy who impregnated her, the preacher, Roger Dimmesdale, and he's not that dim. He's hiding. She's living in the woods with her kid, out in the woods. He's like the toast of the town. Everybody loves him. And all of a sudden, he starts feeling guilty. I'm like, really? Wow. Isn't that convenient? So he doesn't know what to do. He sure knew what to do when he got her pregnant. And he sure knew he could have fixed it, but he didn't. Hester's the one who has to dream up the escape on the boat and all this. He's not even doing anything. I'm like, God. And I love that story because she was brave. But what a two jerks she has on her hands. So, you know, and Chillingworth, of course, you know, screws everything up. But I wasn't mad, not enough, at Reverend Dimmesdale. I mean, this is really strange. I'm looking back at myself. Then my worst one, I've come sick, was Wuthering Heights. Oh my God. I was so in love with Heathcliff. The guy, he's certifiable. Clinically depressed, beyond belief, with major issues. I couldn't get enough of him. I thought Kathy was, I don't know what she was doing with David Niven in the nice house, having a good time, when she could be miserable with Heathcliff. One of the most romantic stories in the world. I get it, but he's sick. Like, maybe we should start getting new classics for young girls. Like that, you know, and she, when she says, I am Heathcliff, that's sick, but I loved it. So, you know, my little blubbery brain is swallowing all this stuff up, and the teachers, even nuns, are like, yes, this was a beautiful book, well written. I'm like, really? As a nun, you can say that? What do you think they're doing on the moors? Come on, wake up. Anyway, these are the classics. Then, of course, there's Pride and Prejudice. Great movies, blah, blah, blah. I read it before the movies came out. And, you know, I was not convinced that they were going to live happily ever after, to tell you the truth. I thought Lizzie was making a mistake. Mr. Darby was so stiff. Complete hard ass. And How did you move him? How are you going to move this guy? How are you going to get it going? I have no idea. But that's the happy ending, that you can wrangle some guy who acts like he doesn't even care into submission. That's what we're looking for. And remain a perfect girl. I was raised on all these. Now, my favorite, because, you know, I was, you know, really looking for love when I was young. And anyway, Anna Karenina, oh my God. I was so in love with Vronsky. So complete. And I couldn't see that her husband really wasn't that bad a guy. I mean, he was a little, he was her husband. Russian imperial minister, okay? She goes for this guy, Vronsky, I get it. When I read the book, that picnic scene, I was there. I've never been so happy in my whole life. And she gives up everything, right? She gets a little bitter. Vronsky hasn't done anything wrong, not in society's eyes. Vronsky's mother is setting him up with girls. And Vronsky's looking at Anna going, what happened to you? You're just not as fun as you used to be. We'll never forget it. I was like, wow. Wow, you mean after all you gave this guy, you got to keep it up like every second? What's he done? So that one, you know, cautionary tale, I suppose. A little bit too much. Then, of course, there was Rebecca. You know, second wife nightmare of the century. You know, they get married real fast. He's an older guy. Okay, great. She remains nameless. Like, that's a real second wife syndrome thing, right? She goes to his Manderley. Does sound great. Okay, she's probably excited in the beginning. Nothing can change. It all remains the way Rebecca had it. Rebecca. And Miss Danvers, I have no idea. Well, she was sickly in love with Rebecca. But that story was fun. And he was kind of irritable, too. And the weather sucked. And, you know, she has to figure out the crime. Just nuts. But that was a classic. And then Ezra liked, this is a beautiful book. Very well written. Very timely. Very whatever. I'm like, really? Wow, I'm not allowed to chew gum. May I remind you? I can't roll up my skirt after school. And these are good? It's completely confused by life. Just completely. And then, thank God, we've got Romeo and Juliet. That was a great story. He was as crazy as she was, and they died together. Totally into that. Totally happy about that one. That was good. Lolita, not even talking about it. I mean, I know it gets really cold in Russia, but that is just wrong. That was just totally wrong. So forget that one. Never even read it. Never will. So this all got started for me, actually, with Adam and Eve in grammar school. And there we were. You know, I mean, I was really young. And we're talking. And we get to it. And it's like, Eve made Adam take a bite of the apple. What, did she have a gun? I didn't see a gun. Like, why is this all her fault? Why is everything all our fault? He chewed it. He ate it. He wanted it. You don't have to eat an apple if you don't want to. But no, Eve is the sultress or whatever. She is the one that is making him do these horrible things. And all these stories, the women are just, I'm telling you, it's not fair. And these guys, I mean, all of them, too difficult, too hard to win over. And there isn't a good one in the whole bunch, not one who really cares. And these were long books. And I can't read because I have learning disabilities. So I'm like going through this stuff and I'm just plowing through it. And, you know, it's just great if he smiles at you or something. But the worst guy to me is Hamlet. Just so self-absorbed. I mean, well, not a nut. He's a nut. But what he did to Ophelia and how she drowned in the water, that was just terrible. And I have been in the theater and been in the movies, and it never occurred to me that I should just get up and walk out on that guy. Right after that. Right after what he does to her. Or, you know, help him along the way with the to be or not to be situation. But I don't. And I clap. And I think he's wonderful. And it's so sad when he dies. What is the matter with me? For years, I haven't seen any of this correctly. I guess I'm just waking up. These are not good stories. They're not fair stories. They might have been really great stories, you know, 200 years ago, but I don't think so. But the weird thing is they were written by women. A lot of them. So what's that all about? I mean, I have no idea. And these are heroines. That's what they call these women. I don't get it. I really don't. But I'll tell you what. Last night was shot, and I am tired. But this is, we got to come up with some more classics. We got to start writing some books. Some people really put your back into it. I know people spent 3-4 years writing these books. We've got to come up with some better books for girls to read. I mean, Beauty and the Beast in the movie theater, that's just one of them. I mean, there are some really good girl cartoon movies now. We gotta change things up in the high schools. And there are other books on the list, but they're not romantic. There could be a passionate book about love that isn't just a horrible situation for a woman in one way or the other, mostly emotionally. So I'm just saying, I can't believe myself. You know, I'm doing this a lot. I'm just waking up. I'm looking at things that I've been looking at for years, and all of a sudden it looks real different to me. And I'm like, whoa. The blinders are off. And for years, I just was lulled into some crazy notion that, you know, Heathcliff was a great guy. I mean, he was Laurence Olivier. That one was a good movie. But he's insane, and he's mean, and he's rotten. And even when he's nice, he's not nice. She's always dragging him to the moors, always trying to get him to be fun. Oh, Heathcliff, let's just pretend. He's like, oh, God. All right. He wasn't even fun when he was a kid. Passion of a lifetime. I'm like, wow, we can do better than that. I mean, in stories, when we're idealizing something. I mean, Romeo and Juliet was great. Great story. Great ending. Dying is a good career move. I get it. Great story. Happily ever after. We don't even have to go about it. We're done. Beautiful. And, you know, he was wonderful. He gave up everything for her too. Super fair. And he came under her window. That was actually, like, he was actually the girl in that one. He was amazing. So we just need more Romeos around. So anyway, I don't even know what I'm talking. I mean, I didn't get any sleep. Sleep deprived. Let's just put that there. But I know there's an essence of truth in this somewhere. So anyway, thanks for listening. And I'll try to stay away from movies and I'll try to read books with crayons and just, you know, tone it down a bit. So thanks. And I'll be back.